Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Come to you every week from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. We've got Lewis and Dan, an invisible band, setting up to do a preview of their musical version of The Odyssey. I think it's going to be as great as it sounds. But first, start off with They Might Be Giants. I am not your broom.
Now, broom, you must now sweep for me. The dust, it fills my room.
No, John, I will not sweep for you, for I am not your broom.
What nonsense are you speaking, broom? My words you must obey.
Another life awaits me, and I'm leaving you today. I am not your broom. I am not your broom. I've had enough. I'm throwing off my chains of servitude. I am not your broom. I am not your broom. No longer must I sweep for you, for I am not your broom.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids, and we are joined live in the studio by Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band. Last time you were here, the band was in fact not invisible. There was a person here other than Lewis and Dan, and it is again the case here. So why don't you introduce yourselves and your plainly visible band?
Sure. I'm Lewis Epstein. I play keys and sing, and I'm a professor at St. Olaf College. I teach music history.
Dan Grohl, the Dan half of Lewis and Dan.
And Sally Pierce. I am a guest singer today.
Yeah.
And you're visible.
And I'm visible.
Yep.
We're all visible today.
I mean, we're on radio. This is the opportunity to declare everyone invisible.
Right? It's a really good point.
Yeah.
So not visible to people on the radio, visible to me and our guests.
Yes.
So you have an interesting new project. You've been on the show, I think, two or three times, once out on our deck, and never before has it been ancient Greek literature.
Right.
And so tell us about what the project is that you're here to chat about and that you're working on.
Yeah, so we are writing a musical. I hesitate a little bit every time I say it because I can't quite believe it, but we're writing a musical based on the Odyssey. And it came out of just a desire to do something different. We have four albums, which we really like, but it felt a little bit like we could write more songs which we really like, but like let's try something different and do something that's a real stretch for us. So,
and this one is, the prior albums have been for kids and their grown-ups. This one is kind of for grown-ups and their kids. Is that a kind of a reasonable way to think about it?
Yeah, I think there's nothing in here that isn't appropriate for all ages, but it's not pitched for kids.
It's
pitched for, I don't know,
families. I mean, at the same time, ancient Greek mythology is having a moment, right? The Percy Jackson series is really big. So all of the kids I have mentioned this to have been really excited about it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's not for kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's story after story of like fighting monsters and sailing and adventure. Yeah. So
not too long ago, I came across on like Time Hop or something, a post about everybody's radio pal Ella, now in grad school, but when she was in elementary school, being very excited to find a different translation of the Iliad. So that moment has been going for a while, at least in certain very nerdy circles.
Correct.
So anyway, so you're going to do, I think, three songs from it. Do you want to set up the first one and kind of give us a sense of who's doing what and what the story is that you're telling?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're actually coming in on the in the middle of the written Odyssey, right? So chapter 9 is around where Odysseus tells the story of everything that's happened to him since he left Troy. So we're coming into a scene of sailors on a ship doing ship things, various things with sails, oars, and whatnot.
So that is what sailors do, famously. Ships and oars and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're at the Trojan War has just been won by the Greeks.
Okay.
They've sacked Troy, and we're at the point where the Greeks are getting, well, where Odysseus and his crew are ready to go home.
Right.
And it's been 10 years of the Trojan War. And so they're all very excited to get home. As Lewis mentioned, it's true that this only shows up partway through the Odyssey, but it's the beginning of the timeline.
Right.
So we're starting at the beginning of the timeline when they're on a boat and they're like, let's go home.
Yeah. And what you'll hear is, so I'll have the first line, and I'm just a random crew member. And throughout, when you hear my voice, I'm basically different sailors. At one point, I'm
doing sail things and oar things.
Doing sail and oar things, especially, yes. And at one point, I'll explain what's going on in the middle. So if you hear my voice, I'm either a sailor or I'm just explaining what's going on. Dan is going to start out as Eurylochus, who's sort of Odysseus's right-hand man. He's going to try to put on a different voice for Eurylochus than he's going to put on when he sings Odysseus, and you'll hear when Odysseus comes in. And then Sally is going to play two parts for us. Sally's going to be Athena, who in this scene is pretending to be a reporter to try to kind of get into the heads of Odysseus and his sailors. And she's going to sing the part of Penelope, who's going to appear on stage, but in a different location from everybody else.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfectly clear, I'm sure.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Hey, Eurylochus, tell us a riddle to make the work go faster.
What do you get when you take a baker's dozen weary, battle-hardened sailors who spent 10 years fighting Trojans valiantly?
You get camaraderie!
When you sail them well-provisioned with a single-minded mission to get home to live their final days in peace.
You get a journey!
On the way they get waylaid by a tragic litany of deadly gods and monsters and profound PTSD.
PTSD!
When sailors with camaraderie and PTSD take a journey, what do you get?
You get the Odyssey.
Yes, it's the Odyssey. It's a gleeful, epic story of some sailors and the lengths to which they go. Yes, it's the Odyssey. It's super fun and
super gory.
All we care about is coming home.
Oh, Odysseus, there you are. We were just telling them about...
I'm here, and surely you'll agree. So long as I'm in charge, we'll make it home drama-free. 'Cause what do you get when you take a fearless leader, clever, devious, and bold?
Whose greatest fear is not sea monsters, but getting bored and growing old.
Gentlemen, I never lose. I cruise through every test.
He's got a lot of hubris.
Now you see why we're so stressed to start an Odyssey. Oh, we hope for wealth and glory, but we're worried that it won't all go to plan. We're on an Odyssey, and someday they'll name this story for a brilliant, handsome, patient, humble man.
The goddess Athena, our musical's narrator, disguises herself as a reporter and interviews Odysseus. Meanwhile, on the other side of the stage, we see Odysseus's wife Penelope at home in Ithaca, surrounded by suitors who are keen for her to remarry. Take it away, Athena.
Odysseus, a quote for the Ithaca Herald. You've just defeated the Trojans after 10 years of bloody warfare. What's on your mind as you sail home?
Penelope.
Odysseus, return.
I think only of Penelope.
His suitors cause me deep concern.
I also think of glory.
Oh, please don't tarry.
But mostly of Penelope. Across the sea to reach my queen.
I long for peace.
I'm on an Odyssey.
Intriguing. 10 years is a long time to be away. Are you at all worried about fitting in back home?
After years of breaking Trojan backs, being home will be much easier. We can't wait to relax. When we get home,
I'll learn to play the lyre.
I'll pig out by the fire.
I'll trade at the agora.
And I'll invent the horror.
I'll stroll the boulevards.
I'll paint them for Richard's.
I'll marry an heiress.
I'll show off my cloak from Paris. We're on an odyssey. We'll be conquerors, not quarry, 'cause we've never met a problem we can't lick. During this odyssey, oh, we promise not to bore ye. We've had 10 long years at war to hone our shtick, hone our shtick.
Odysseus, care to comment on reports that many Greeks perished on the way home because of the unspeakable things they did in my, I mean in Athena's temple during the sack of Troy?
They did it for the glory.
Odysseus, will you return?
I often dream of glory.
Will it all be deep and light
but
concern?
Also of Penelope.
I've had so much to carry.
But also of the glory.
Goner.
We'll be fine, 'cause we're on an odyssey. It's a bracing allegory for the battles that we fight throughout our lives. We're on an odyssey, an excuse for oratory that is morally salutatory. Listening's obligatory, mandatory, laudatory. No time for the laboratory. We're on an see, and tonight you're coming home with us.
Definitely not tonight.
And next week you're coming home with us.
No, not next week either.
And next year you're coming home with us.
I hate to break it to you, but it's going to be a while. I feel a storm coming.
All right. So we were talking before you came on the air that is it going to be, I assume, the premiere at St. Olaf in 2026 is the plan?
That's right. So we'll have a kind of pre-premiere. We're doing 5 songs at Boston College in April.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going to hopefully do the whole thing at St. Olaf in the spring of 2026.
Okay. And will it like full orchestration, or what's the plan?
That's the plan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah. A lot of plans.
A lot of plans.
Concepts for plans.
A lot of those, too.
Yeah. Well, what are we gonna hear next in the story?
So we're gonna fast forward in the story quite a bit. There are a number of episodes where Odysseus and his sailors are in great peril.
Yep.
Eventually, they wash up on this island called Aea. And in the scene before the one we're about to do, the crew immediately goes out to resupply, and they're cutting down trees, and they're taking water from the wells, and they're harvesting whatever food they can find.
They're kind of behaving like boors.
Yeah, they're pillaging a little bit.
Yeah.
Odysseus goes off to explore on his own. He runs into a group of nymphs and their leader, Circe, who's a demigod, and they're singing all about how much they love the land and how they're good stewards of the land, and basically that's their MO, right? They want to take care of this island. Suddenly the crew arrives, essentially, and they are being boorish.
And the nymphs and Circe are not happy.
Their
island is being plundered, and they are enraged.
Yeah. The sailors say, we're going to take off. We're finished resupplying. Circe says, you've got to stay and accept some of my hospitality, because hospitality is a huge theme in the Odyssey. And the nymphs give the sailors something to drink. And that turns out to be a potion.
Yeah.
And what we're going to hear at the beginning is Sally, who's going to play Circe. Sally's going to sing a line that is, in fact, the trigger for the potion. So when the sailors who have had the potion hear Circe sing, they start to turn into pigs.
It's like Manchurian Candidate, but with pigs.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Great reference that the kids
yes, all definitely. Have you figured out that the show sometimes is not about
that? Exactly. Yeah, so. And meanwhile, Odysseus in the previous scene has been lucky enough to run into Hermes, who's given him a special plant that's going to protect him from Circe when he encounters her.
Hermes, messenger.
Messenger god, that's right.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
Is that everything we need to...
Yeah, so we're going to start with Circe, has just given them...
Sally is Circe. Who, yep. Do we need to identify other voices?
I'm going to be Odysseus, and I think that's it, correct?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So they're you're about... We're going to hear Circe sing her line that triggers the change into pigs.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
my wells. So you'll be the chorus singing under my spell, cause I'm Circe. You are gonna serve me well, or you'll be sorry. You don't wanna see me seriously surly. I got that sorcery, that source of misery, a sure cure for greedy little piggies like
Circe, Circe, mercy, mercy, Circe, Circe, mercy, mercy.
Your typical sailors are swaggering wine. From failure to failure, you've crossed every line. But this time you're out of bounds, now you're on sacred ground. So lower your snouts, pigs, it's time to bow down to Circe. You are gonna serve me well, or you'll be sorry. You don't wanna see me seriously surly. I got that sorcery, that source of misery, a sure cure for greedy little piggies like
Circe, Circe, mercy, mercy, Circe, Circe, mercy, mercy, Circe, Circe, mercy, Circe, Circe, mercy, Circe, 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 mercy, Circe, Circe, mercy, mercy,
be mine, swine.
Circe, I'm Odysseus, leader of this crew. I know they've goofed, but you don't know what we've been through. Reverse your curse and I swear we'll be gone by the dawn. We merely want to move on.
Move on, but we've only just met. How's this? I'll free your crew if you will duet with me. Drink this draft, then sing with Circe. If you sing well, I'll be at your
swear by the gods that if I survive this duet, you will be at my mercy?
I swear it. But how? Why haven't you changed?
A friend gave me money, defense against all that's unholy.
But you couldn't have plucked that vine from the ground. You must have had help from Hermes, that hound.
Indeed, my fate's turned around. So, Circe, girl, you're gonna serve me well, or you'll be sorry. You don't wanna see me seriously surly. I got Hermes helping me with sorcery, forcing you to cure these piggies for me.
So what happens then?
Ah,
some question. Some stuff.
Good question.
So
it turns out that not all the crew is so upset about being turned into a pig,
which is a bit of a departure from the original story. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The original story, Odysseus basically makes Circe turn the sailors back into humans.
Yeah,
they end up staying for a year on her island, but I think their time as pigs is pretty brief.
Yeah.
We've switched that around, so we think the sailors might actually be happier
yeah.
as pigs.
They've been on a long journey, a lot of things have gone wrong.
There's some cliches about pigs in particular conditions feeling happy. So
yeah.
Maybe,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. So this one is called Happy as a Pig. So after this is going to come right after the last song. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear from one of the pigs who turns out is quite pleased with where things are.
But we're just, for the parents, not going to continue the phrase happy as a pig in blank. No, we're not going to do that on the radio.
We are. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But not in the way you think.
Okay.
I mean, in a safe way. You know,
in a safe way. Okay.
Palatable way.
Yeah,
it'll be FCC friendly. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, FCC exactly. friendly.
Lewis and the Invisible Band here singing about pigs.
So Circe wants to teach the pigs some manners before she turns them back into people. But for some of the crew don't find their new circumstances to be so bad.
This was fated. Yes, I've made it. I'm happy as a pig in mud. No more to-ing or fro-ing on a boat. Ugh, the rowing. I'm happy as a pig in mud. Can't you see? Let me be. I am finally me. Enough schlepping. That cruise was a dud. I'm done seeing the Aegean. Yes, I'm happy as a pig in mud. Bustin' moves with my cloven hooves. I'm happy as a pig in mud. I'm not false, I'm not fakin'. Go ahead, make me bacon. I'm happy as a pig in mud. Can't you see? Let me be. I am finally me. Enough tears, enough sweat, enough blood. No more porridge. Let me forage. I'm happy as a pig in mud.
At this point, the crew joins in.
If you could choose, would you rather be a pig satisfied or a person denied what they need to be happy in life? Would you wander in fog or live high on the hog? We'd rather be pork on the point of a knife.
Now the pigs do a silly dance on stage while Circe tries to turn them back into well-behaved humans. This goes on for quite a while.
She wants us to mind our Q's and our P's, but we'd rather be swine than sailing the seas. There's no need to charm on an animal farm. You can't make us bend, we no longer have knees. Can't you see? Let me be. I am finally me. Your lessons all land with a thud. This curse isn't worse than a ship that's a hearse. Hard times are over, I'm rolling in clover. Call me bourgeois, but this sky is a spa. Ah, I'm happy as a pig, happy as a pig. I'm happy as a pig in mud.
I hope Circe never turns us back.
I guess you can't teach a new pig old tricks.
I'll show you.
It's Lewis and Dan, the Invisible Band. I'm just going to tell you three things I wrote down here. I never thought about the idea of pigs not having knees.
Technically they do. They do. But if you were a human and you had full range of motion and then you became a pig, it would feel like you had knees.
I'm not trying to fact check it.
But also metaphorically, you know.
I understand. They bow their knee to nobody.
That's right.
Correct.
They're simply pigs. I've also never heard anybody rhyme cloven hooves with bust a move, which I thought that was pretty great. And then the last thing I just wrote down is Mount Olympus at Wisconsin Dells. I just think you need to perform this at the Mount Olympus Amusement Park in the Wisconsin Dells.
That's the perfect crossover.
Like, I don't think they have a stage or anything interesting in musical, but I still would like it to happen. Yeah. Maybe just on roller coasters.
Not too late to start.
I can't. Me and roller coasters don't get along, I'm afraid.
Oh, water slides? Yeah.
If it's pretty gentle, I'm okay.
Okay. Genuinely like this idea, like a lazy river.
That's good.
Yeah, like an auto harp maybe or something. Yeah. Like, because you don't really want to get the electronics in the water.
Do we have time for me to tell a story about being on a water slide?
Please.
Because you can just edit it out if you want to.
I wasn't going to say that out loud, but yes, absolutely.
I went to Great Wolf Lodge with my family.
Fantastic.
And we went to the biggest water slide where they put all four of you in an inner tube.
Definitely not a lot of norovirus there.
I said, you know, to the, like, 13-year-old running it at the top, I said, look, I this is not my favorite thing. If you wouldn't mind, when you let us go, don't have me going backward. And he said, yep, and turned me around backward and
of course.
Pushed me down the slide, and it was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's Lewis and Dan, the Invisible Band. Lewis, Dan, and Sally, thanks for coming by. If people want information about sort of when this is actually going to be available, I assume the website, which I believe you have a little musical way to remind us of what
we do.
The
should do
musical.
It, huh?
You want it?
Let's hear it real quick.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 4.
There's a place you can go to learn about our upcoming shows. You can buy a CD for a friend or an enemy. Just repeat after me. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com. When I say Lewis, you say Dan. Lewis
Dan
Lewis
Dan.
When I say invisible, you say band. Invisible
band.
Invisible
band.
When I say dot, you say com. Dot
com.
Dot
com.
All right, let's put it all together. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com. Lewis Dan Invisible Band.com.
Lewis Dan. Invisible Band has not been updated in quite some time.
And I cannot imagine you've sold more than like 5 CDs in, I don't know, this calendar year.
That's about right. That's almost exactly right. Are you reading already?
Thanks so much for coming by. We'll excited to have you back when it's a full-on musical. It's Lewis and Dan, the Invisible Band on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Now, this is a Grey Goose. Down in my home, people go to church on a Sunday, a Baptist church, and I had a preacher which was the pastor of that church. And instead of he going to church that Sunday, he went out and tried to kill a Grey Goose, and the goose is still laughing at him. One Sunday morning, Lord, 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 preacher went a hunting. Lord, 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 he carried on with shotgun. Lord, 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 don't come a Grey Goose. Lord, 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 the gun went off with him. Lord, 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 down come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks of falling. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks of hauling. Lord, 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 then my wife and your wife. Lord, 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 give a feather picking. Lord, 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 they were 6 weeks of picking. Lord, 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 put him on a pebble. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks of falling. And they put him on a table. And the pork wouldn't stick him. And the knife wouldn't cut it. Throwed him in the hog bin, and the hog couldn't eat him, and they broke the hog teeth out, and they put him in the sawmill, and the saw couldn't cut him, and they broke the saw teeth out, and the last time I seen him, Lord, 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 flying across the ocean, Lord, 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 with a long string of golden, Lord, 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 and the hog went quack, quack, Lord, Lord, Lord.
That is new music from Little Coyotes out of Los Angeles. The song is called Grow Wild and Free. It's a lovely album they've put out. First-time family musicians there. Thanks again to Lewis and Dan and Invisible Band for swinging by. I didn't mention during the interview, but Brian Wecht was also here. Brian is from NSP and from Go Banana Go. And with him there and Lewis and Dan, it was, I suspect, the highest percentage of children's musicians with terminal degrees in their fields as exist. Because Lewis and Dan have PhDs in philosophy and music. Brian has a PhD in theoretical physics. It's kind of cool. In any event, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and the grown-ups. And here's the point in the show when I need your help, whether or not you have any degree at all. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is. And you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, are you prepared to rock? See, I leaned way back so that I wouldn't blow out the microphone. I don't want you to lean back. I want you to be as loud as you can so that I can hear you. Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.